The Big E Sports Show with host Elissa Walker-Campbell just got bigger. Featuring former defensive star and three-time national champion at Nebraska and NFL player Jason Peter. Jason Peter under the helmet. With Jason Peter on the Big E Sports Show with host Elissa Walker-Campbell.
And once again, we are back this weekend on the Big E Sports Show. As always, we promise to deliver the biggest and the best in sports. And right now, we're going one-on-one with Jason Peter. As always, three-time national champion at the University of Nebraska, played for the legend, Tom Osborne, with our weekly Under the Helmet segment. And Jason, it's great to have you on the program. And the first question I've got to talk to you about is that Nebraska is reconnecting with its Big 8, its Big 12 roots, and they've got on the schedule now, they're going to face Colorado. And I can only imagine your beautiful wife, Sarah, she's a graduate, a proud Buff. I can only imagine what game day is going to be like in the Peter household.
Yeah, it's a ways away still. 2018 will be the first of the four-game series. But it's funny. I was looking at some of the comments at the bottom of the webpage where they had this article or this announcement made, and a lot of the people were like, who cares? Who cares? Nebraska isn't what they used to be, and Colorado is absolutely garbage at this point. You know, who knows whether or not they'll get things fixed out in Boulder. They need to kind of, I think, take a step back and look at their program and say, we need to make a commitment to this thing. Otherwise, just let's, you know, put it in the shed and just forget about it. But there's just so much money now to be made out there in college football for a program like Colorado not to be spending money. And I know that there's money out there. I know a lot of those wealthy kids from Southern California, they go out to Boulder. I don't know, it has a reputation as somewhat of a party school, but you'd hate to see a program, at least in my eyes, because I remember the Colorado that we used to play. I remember the Colorado that, you know, came in with Cordell Stewart, Rashawn Salaam, Christian Fourier,
oh, yeah,
Westbrook. I mean, it was like a future NFL All-Star roster that they came into Lincoln with in 94. And, you know, the Detmer brother was there. And, you know, I remember Neuheisel on the sidelines. I mean, they have, for me at least, this image of always being kind of a top-tier football program. But it hasn't been that way for a long time. And that's just the Colorado side of it. Nebraska, you know, they haven't played in a big BCS game in almost 10 years.
Well, according to head coach Bo Pelini, I mean, he thinks there's great history between Nebraska and Colorado and that the fans are going to enjoy it. So I guess it's kind of surprising hearing what you're saying as far as that on the web, so many people are kind of chiming in and saying, ah, you know.
Well, a lot of them, I think, were Colorado fans, and understandably so, I think, with... If you're a Colorado football fan, you've got to be depressed because it's been a long time for Nebraska. It's been a long, even longer time for Colorado since they've been relevant in the college football world. I think Nebraska fans, they're happy. I think anytime there's a game being played in Memorial Stadium, they're excited. I mean, this is the only show in town, you know, they look forward to it, especially now with the Big Ten and Barry Alvarez. You know, they came out the other day and said that the Big Ten is no longer going to schedule FCS schools, which I think is the right thing to do. I think to play some of these FCS schools, you know, formerly Division I AA schools, it's nothing but a paycheck for the other school, and I think you only get 13 opportunities during the course of a season, you know, not counting a bowl game, to go out and try to be the best team in America. And are you proving that to anybody by going and beating up on Middle Tennessee State or Tennessee Tech or you know, some of these schools that, number one, they don't have the talent. Number two, they don't have the facilities and the players to compete. So I think it's a path I think that every BCS level school should take. Anybody who's on your schedule should be a BCS level opponent.
You're listening to the voice of Jason Peter with our Under the Helmet segment. Of course, this segment is being sponsored by our friends at Mercer Well Service. And we want to direct you to our radio website as well, and that is eradiosports.com. And I think what's really exciting, though, as we look ahead on the Nebraska calendar and the schedule, a home-and-home series against their longtime rival, Oklahoma. But gosh, Jason, when is that? I mean, it's like way in the future.
Yeah. 2021 and 2022, the first one being played in Norman, and golly, I mean, by then I'll definitely...
How old are you going to be then, Jay?
Yeah, I know. My kids...
You'll probably have four kids by then, right?
Yeah, hopefully. Yeah, it's a shame. I think this is the one series that Nebraska fans were really hoping... you know, even though with the teams being in different conferences now, there's no reason why you can't ignite this rivalry again. You know, you can make a commitment to play each other every year in a non-conference game if you wanted to. I think the money certainly would be there. I think the interest in a national audience would be there. I mean, both teams need to be successful if you want it to be great. If you want it to be kind of like those games back in the old days, you know, the game of the century and other Saturday afternoons like that, I think you have to have quality football teams. And Nebraska's trying to get there. Oklahoma has been there. They've kind of fell off, I guess, maybe that top tier as of late, but I know Bob Stoops isn't going to be happy with that, and he's trying to get them back, you know, to a point where they're competing for championships. But, yeah, I mean, this is the rivalry where, you know, we talked about Nebraska-Colorado. That was kind of the hatred rivalry, and it's almost such a hatred rivalry that people don't even want to admit that the other school was their rival. But, you know, that's the way it was back then. With Nebraska-Oklahoma, there was always a respect there between the two schools, and I think that's something that you don't get very often nowadays. And, you know, I think the hard thing is, you know, would the players nowadays, would they even understand the history of what had taken place on each other's, in each other's stadium?
They need to understand the history.
They do.
They do.
They do. You know, unfortunately, nowadays, I don't know if a lot of kids are even interested in that, though.
Jason Peter is with us just a few more minutes this weekend on the Big E Sports Show. We are just flying by, and one of the things we want to quickly touch on, we've only got about 2 minutes, is the NC2A, the Rules Committee. And Jason, you were talking off air about this, that they've huddled up, they're talking about player safety, concussions, prevention. You want to weigh in on that real quick?
Yeah, it's, you know, obviously with the concussions, the blows to the head and the defenseless players, they're talking about putting a penalty in place that if you get called for a blow to the head of a defenseless player, that if it happens in the first half, you'd be suspended and held out for or ejected for the rest of that game. And if it happened in the second half, you'd be ejected for the rest of the game as well as the first half of the next game. And I like the concern. I like them trying to be proactive with everything instead of, you know, like what the NFL is dealing with and being reactive to all of it. But you're walking a fine line here in terms of the ejections, because there have been many, many examples on Saturday afternoons and Saturday nights where a player has been called for a hit on a defenseless player. You've gone back. You've watched the tape. They've shown it in slow motion. Turns out the player never even touched the head. Maybe it was a shoulder-to-shoulder hit. You know, you've got to make sure that you get it dead on. Dead on if you're talking about ejecting somebody. And you know, it's tough because you're asking guys now to be very, very cautious out there in terms of, you know, not playing at full speed. Well, that's usually when injuries happen. And for the defensive player, I mean, is he supposed to alter the way that he makes a tackle? Because when you start to tackle with not proper technique, that's usually when major injuries happen. And, you know, the last thing you want is for guys to be getting wheeled off the field on Saturday.
Absolutely, because when those guys step on the field, they're amped up, they need to go full throttle, and as you said, when they go half-hiney, that's when those injuries take place. So, Jason, we want to delve into that a little bit more. Next week you have off, and then we'll catch up with you again real soon as spring practice. It will be here. It is just around the corner. So, Jason, have a wonderful Valentine's Day weekend, and best to Sarah, we'll talk to you real soon, okay?
You too. Thanks.
You bet. We're going to step aside. Much more straight ahead this weekend on the Big E Sports Show.